Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. It's the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Wow. That's one of those ball games. Did you see that finish coming, Tito?
That was not the way we drew it up, Hammy. I think that's safe to say. That was an interesting night. You know, the ball was bouncing every which way. I mean, there were balls hit hard that were caught. There were balls that weren't hit hard that weren't caught. There were bunts that were going over people's heads. I mean, there was stuff happening. But when we say it all the time, play till the end. And, you know, it's a hard game to win. But sometimes you catch a break, you're good enough to take advantage of the break, and you walk off of the win. And I know it feels a heck of a lot better than saying, yeah, good effort, but we lost.
You know, we've talked about it. Sometimes certain wins feel bigger than others. And you didn't play well, Terry, for most of the night. You had three errors, and, you know, sometimes you left men on. You didn't get a great start from Danny Salazar. And yet, what does it say about the fact that you still found a way to win and didn't roll over?
Well, and again, I'd be surprised if that ever does happen. I know over the course of 162 games, you have games that, you know, things don't go right. But we positioned ourselves right now where we need to play every night because every game is so meaningful. And, you know, again, I was a little surprised last night. I thought we'd have a little more enthusiasm early in the game, and I think we will today. But, you know, we need to bring it every day because, again, we need to remember how we're a good team. We can't just throw the bats and the balls out there. We got to grind because that's the kind of team we are.
Do your guys sometimes forget that? Is that a byproduct of still having a pretty young ball club?
That can be a little bit. And I think, you know, when you get a decent record, people start telling you you're good. And we talked about that at the All-Star break that, you know, I'm thrilled. I love to brag about the guys, and I'm glad they're getting some exposure. But we need to remember why we're good and what makes us good. And it's just a reminder every once in a while. I don't think it hurts anybody.
Well, Terry, also, it's a reminder of this ball club in that how even that ninth inning played out. You don't have one or two guys that have carried your ball club all year long. It just seems like it's somebody different, whether it's Jose Ramirez getting a walk, whether it's Chris Jimenez getting down a sack bunt that turns into a big play. It's kind of been a theme all this season.
I thought, you know, a couple things. One, you know, Naquin with a obviously big pinch hit. And then Jimenez getting a really good bunt down. Sometimes I really believe that when you do good things, then good things do happen. You know, he got the bunt down, and then they throw the ball away. So we got rewarded for doing our job. If you don't get that bunt down, that doesn't have a chance of happening. So, and I believe that, you know, at worst, we were going to go into the 10th inning tied. And because things happened, we ended up winning.
Terry, what about Salazar? Is he okay?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was one of those starts where, you know, he was laboring. You know, he's at 85 pitches after four innings. And I just thought, boy, you know, we're going to lean on Danny for, the last 2 months. And I thought, boy, he could slug his way through another inning. But, you know, with Harper coming up, who had hit two balls to the, you know, fence already, I thought, you know what, let's get him out. Let's not tax him so much. And then hopefully in his next start, he'll be a little bit better.
How about this Washington team? I don't know if I've seen harder outs than some that they hit last night. And, Terry, they look like an American League lineup where you look at them 1 through 9 and you're like, holy cow, where do you catch a break?
You know what? That's a really good point. They're a really good team. I mean, you look up and down their lineup, they have production pretty much 1 through 9. They all run, which I think gets overlooked. And I mean, they're athletic, and yeah, they're good. They're really balanced. They have three lefties in the bullpen. Like I said, I was talking to the media before the game yesterday. They're built to play in October baseball.
Also today, you don't get these matchups a lot just because of the way the schedule is and whatnot. Carrasco and Strasburg, this is like one of those old-time, I may be jumping the gun a little bit, Gibson and Marichal or something like that, but these are two of the dominant pitchers in all of baseball.
Well, I know, you know, we love what Carrasco's done for us. I'm guessing that they love what Strasburg's doing for them. He's, what, 13-1, and he just lost, you know, recently. And he's got four pitches. He's become the power pitcher and added to his arsenal, which makes him, you know, got the cutter now and four pitches instead of maybe two or three. And he can dominate a game. This will be a fun game because, again, it's going in, you're going to have to scratch for everything you can get. But it's a fun game for our guys to face a guy like this and see if we can beat him.
By the way, Dusty wanted me to remind you, he was a teenager when he played with your dad.
He told me that, too. He's still old. No, he's, you know what, we talked about it yesterday. If you're looking to say something bad about Dusty, you're really looking.
That's Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. The Indians in Washington next on the Indians Radio Network.